Saturday Night Country, we are Australia's home of country music. And joining me now in our Saturday Night Country studio, a bloke who, I knew about what was going on, but I didn't meet him. And I've met him, and I've asked him to be here with us tonight. His name, he's called Roy Rogers, I don't know why. He says, I don't know why, he can't imagine why, but his name is Bob Rogers. He's with us tonight. And Bob, I knew about what you did, and others, to entertain Defence Force personnel in Baghdad, in Iraq. And I only heard about you like it was hearsay, but you are with us tonight. We're going to explore that story about your life in the Royal Australian Air Force and how this song we're going to hear came about. It's an interesting yarn. And let's go back to the year 2006 and take us to where you were in Baghdad and how this song came about.
Sure, yeah. I was attached over there as part of the headquarters staff. And while I was there, I took a guitar, as you do, and saw a lot of things and felt a lot of experiences and spoke to a lot of people over there about what it was like. And the song sort of just came out of nowhere one day. I can remember very clearly sitting outside on in an old camp chair looking over a bit of water that's near this camp we were at, and the song just came out. So I whipped inside quickly and recorded the first part of it on a laptop and just built it from there.
Well, I mean, you were a singer-songwriter anyway. It's not as like, I'm here now, so I'm going to write a song, but you had experience of doing that. And you've been a weekend singer for years,
absolutely.
Haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Love it.
Country music or just...
Yep, country music with a passion.
All right.
Well, my kind of country music anyway.
So there you were in 2006 in a place that you wrote the song. Were you... Because we have to be a bit careful about some of the details we give you. Were you threatened at the time you wrote the song? Were you and your team in an area of danger?
I think yes. Yeah, there are moments. There was a couple of moments there that were a bit interesting. At that stage, the Australian forces would come under irregular. Well, all the forces over there would come under irregular rocket attacks or mortar attacks, and they're indiscriminate, not really targeted at any particular group or whatever. It was more of an indiscriminate thing, and there's a constant danger of loose bullets flying around. I did have a bit of an occasion one time there. A friend of mine and I were walking back from lunch, and a couple of loose things zipped past us. That tends to sort of polarise your thinking.
Brings a sense of reality, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? So from all those experiences and the experience of those around you, you sat and wrote this song. Now, was this before the entertainers arrived at that venue to entertain the personnel?
Was.
So it was before that. It wasn't as a result of that. You thought, well, I've been G'd up by all these people singing, I should do something. So it was before that. So once you'd written that song, did you get involved with some of those entertainers and sing that song?
No, I didn't actually. What happened is the Tour de Force came out, and at the time it was Nikki Gillis and Stacey Morris, and they were doing a barbecue for us. And the boss said, Bob, go get your guitar, go and have a play. And I said, yeah, sure. Yeah, you look for every opportunity when you can when you're missing playing, because it'd been a while. And I got up and had a bit of a play with Stacey at that function. And I think there's a photograph in some of that shows that in the album, in the CD. But they heard me play, and the next day the boss came up and said, they've asked me if you can come and join them on the Tour de Force. I went, would love to.
So the Tour de Force was when you toured around the region with the entertainers, the comedians and the variety acts,
Absolutely.
As well as the country music singers you mentioned, Stacey Morris. Of course, her background's in rock as well, and she can really belt out a song,
sure
as you know. And also to Nikki Gillis, who we love on this show. So off you went. And that was a bit of a surprise, because sometimes the Defence Force, and you're in the Royal Australian Air Force at quite a high level, can be inflexible, but at the same time, they can be surprisingly flexible. And that was one of those moments, was it?
It really was. I think the Brigadier at the time is a fantastic fellow, and he even said that the troops would like to see someone in uniform up there playing from being there, and he thought that was a good idea, so he let me go, which was a wonderful thing to have happen mid-tour.
So Bob, from that I'm seeing and looking at a photograph of the guitar you wrote that song on that we're going to hear in a little while, and it's got signatures all over. Some I can see. I can see Stacey's, for example. Others I wouldn't know. Are these personnel that were there serving with you at the time?
Yes, they were. Basically, everybody who was on the headquarters staff that I work with pretty much signed that guitar. And so, as you can see, it's completely plastered in signatures. And it's got the words of the song around the outside of the guitar.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, which you can't really see in that photo, but...
But there's a story to this. I mean, I'm not just talking about a guitar it's got signatures on. Where is it now?
Yeah, the guitar has gone to the War Memorial. It was part of the National Collection, which was really fantastic. It was difficult to part with because it's a wonderful-looking thing. But it meant a lot to the people who'd signed it, and the song seemed to affect a lot of people, so it seemed like the right thing to do.
And it went direct from Iraq to Canberra?
It did, yes. Yeah,
and you didn't want to let it go, did you?
No, look deep down. It would look great on the wall, but it is the right place for it. It's a bit of a snapshot of a moment in time at a place a long way from home.
We're going to hear this song, but it was recorded in a studio I've come to know quite well. It's not like something you've recorded. You did record the original version, which again, actually, you told me. Well, let's share that with on the laptop. And that particular recording is also part of the Australian War Memorial camera. So,
yeah.
So you had that, but the recording we're going to hear was recorded at a fancy studio. What's your connection with Jimmy Barnes?
It was my eldest son is also a musician, and he'd moved to Sydney and started playing. And not long before I went to Iraq, he started playing bass for Mahalia Barnes. And when I came back, Mahalia heard the song and sort of said to Benjamin that he should probably record that. And so she spoke to her dad, and I actually got an opportunity to actually use Freight Train Studios. Thanks much to Jimmy for the access, and it sort of just snowballed from there.
And a lot of these people donated the studio and their time. So
they did. Yeah. Very. I was quite shocked. I'd get a phone call, and Benjamin would say, "Oh, look, we've just had someone come in and play some cello for you." And I'd say, "Well, who was that?" And he goes, "It was Mark Lazotte." "Oh, thank you." So it was very nice, and I really did appreciate it. And as you're aware, I've got Laurie Minson on there playing pedal, Mahalia and Jade McRae doing backing vocals. So, I felt very privileged.
Well, let's talk about the song. And you write here, it's a song dedicated to men and women who leave their friends and families to do what their country asks of them, regardless of their politics. That's the same through all the years Australia, since European settlement, has been involved in conflicts.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter where it is. It's the same view, isn't it?
It sure is.
So is this something you've been thinking about a long while?
The song, per se?
The song and that sentiment.
Oh, that sentiment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're in the military, it just... it's a fundamental part of the way you think about what you do, what it means, and as you get older in the military, you start to understand the impact it has on you and your friends and the other people who are doing those tasks of going overseas. It is difficult to be away from home. The adjustment is on so many levels. It's not just the danger. It's the physical heat or cold, it's the dislocation from the kids at crucial times, or the conversation you can't have with your wife when you really need it. It's those moments that are really, they grab you.
Let's hear the song. Bob Rogers, thank you very much for coming in and sharing this with us. It's called Postcard from Iraq. Thank you indeed. In your busy schedule in the Defence Force, thanks indeed. Let's hear that.
Behind the walls, the children play. Six men died just yesterday. Did they know what they were dying for? Somebody's power or a holy war? This is my postcard from Iraq.